Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast.
God Network News, episode 140. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. We're interviewing a dear brother, Jonathan, and his testimonies line up so perfectly with what we're going through right now with the coronavirus. His testimony of how God used him as he reached out and touched people who were sick. This brother, in his ministry, walked along the streets and found people in dire need of simple, basic health care. He came and he gave what he had. The friendship and the love and the acceptance that he showed them transformed their lives. And he saw huge people movements, unreached peoples coming to Christ through his ministry in Africa. We are so excited to be able to bring to you these wonderful stories. Greetings, God Network News fans. We have another great story from Africa from our friend Jonathan. And so it's just, I hope you're encouraged and inspired and challenged to live a life that will impact other people in practical ways, but also to open their hearts to the gospel message. And that's really what these stories have really been all about that Jonathan has been telling us. So Jonathan has another story of God moving in people's lives.
Hi. I have a story of this particular lady, and she had filariasis. So filariasis it's also known as elephantiasis.
Oh, yeah, elephantiasis.
So it's a disease that swells, makes your legs or arms to swell. It's called elephantiasis because it's called like elephant's leg.
Right.
As well. So it's caused by a mosquito that actually bites you, and then it affects all your lymph nodes, and then your legs begin to swell. Mm. And it's very easy to treat, and you can just take a single dose medication and you can get healed.
Wow.
But the problem is like when people don't go to the hospital, and then when the legs are deformed, you can still treat it, but then you cannot restore or bring the leg back to normal. Mm. So there are many people in that island that have this disease. And so this particular lady, she had it. Both legs were like huge, very swollen. She couldn't even lift the legs easily. It was very hard for her to walk. But also in the midst of that, there were also infections, like wounds in the legs. So, and one day I was passing by, and I saw like she's sitting under a tree with all these flies, like so many flies around. Mm. And then when I saw her, I stopped, and I was speaking to her. It was very difficult even to sit in that place because the wounds that was so infected and smelling so bad. Mm. But I just wanted to hear from her, and and she was like very isolated. The family was sitting like so far away, and so I started asking questions to her. And she didn't want to speak much. She was very quiet. I would ask a question, and she would just say one word. And I even called someone from the family because I thought maybe she doesn't speak. So I called someone from the family, and they said, no, she speaks. She can speak. You can go and speak to her. And they didn't want even to take me and to where she was because she was, no one wanted to sit next to her. So I said, no, go and speak to her. She can speak. So I was insisting, and I offered myself, can I help? Can I wash your wounds and things like that? So I did a research, and also I had some friends from Australia because I did a school of primary health care there. Mm-hmm. So I got in touch with the friends and my school leader. And so she gave me some suggestions of the medication to give her. So I went to the pharmacy, I bought the medication, I gave it to her. And then, the disease, I took her later on, like I think was like after giving the medication, 2 months later, I took her to the hospital in the city to see and do all these blood tests to mm-hmm. see if the disease was there. So then they said the disease was not there, was gone. Mm. But then the legs could not be restored back to normal because it was totally deformed. Mm. And it was she was going to live with that for her whole life. Mm. And there is no surgery also, so they cannot even do a surgery on that stage. Mm. But anyway, so, and when I brought her back, I was still washing the wounds, and I got some soap and different things for wound care mm-hmm. that I got, antiseptics and so many things. I would clean the wound every day and then dry them off and wrap it. And then a few weeks later, all wounds were healed. There was no more wound, no more pus, no more smell.
You're listening to God Network News Podcast with your host, Cal Curtis. Look up our website at godnetworknews.com.
I went to the city to, I asked this cobbler, like a shoemaker.
Yeah.
And then I took the size, I took a paper and I drew her legs. And then I went there to ask this shoemaker to make a shoe. I made shoes for her, and then so he made shoes by the size of the legs because she would get wounds and infection because she was walking bare feet all the time.
Right.
So I asked him to make sandals, and he made, this shoemaker made really good sandals, and then it was very cheap, and then I took the sandals to the island and I gave it to her. She was so happy. She was smiling. And by that time, she was already talking. And I was so surprised to see her talking like that.
Wow.
Because in the first day, she just didn't want to talk. Mm. And I even thought she doesn't talk. But then later on, she was talking, smiling, saying, thank you so much for looking after me. Thank you so much for washing my wounds. And you're not my father, my mother. Look, my mother always, whenever I wake up, I sit here on this tree from morning to evening. They just come and bring me food and they just leave it like that in the distance. There is your food. And my own mother doesn't even sit next to me, but you, a foreigner, not even relative or anyone, you just come and sit with me like that. So she was very touched by that. And then she was also asking, like, but why was I doing that? Who was I? So I was telling her that there is someone that lives in me, and he loves you so much. His name is Jesus. And I started sharing the gospel to her. She was asking, like, what can I do to know him, to have him, like you say, he lives in you? How can he live in you? So I was like sharing all these stories from the scriptures. And she's like, I want him. She said two times with a big smile on her face. And I said, easy, you can have him. Like, and then there I was like, you know, I was so excited and praying for her. And then she said, what can I do? I want to be baptized right then and there. And she said, I want to be baptized. And I'm really, really interested. And I really want to follow this Jesus for all the days of my life. And then in that place, there was no water even. And but the next day, I called some of our disciples as well. And we went there and we baptized her in the second day. And then in that same house, we started like this gathering because she told the gospel to the mom, and the mom was the second one to believe.
Wow.
The same lady, she said, you know what, I've never seen such love. It's not possible. I'm your mother, and being your mother was very difficult to sit next to you, but a stranger just comes and he sits next to you, and I want to repent, you know, because she was so touched that a stranger would come and sit with our daughter when the mother couldn't sit with the daughter.
Yeah.
And she said, that's not possible. There is something in that person that I also want to experience. And as you're sharing the gospel to me and to see what that he did to you, I'm just touched. And I want to have this love as well in my heart. Mm. And so the mother was the next believer. And then both of them, they were sharing the gospel to their neighbors.
Wow.
There was one church that gets together exactly in that place.
Wow. Up to now.
And a number of believers already from that area.
Wow,
so that's
that
the story
is amazing.
Of Donya Hane.
Yeah, Donya, another beautiful story. That's incredible. Another great story of the same thing, of you walking by. And, you know, I think of that story in the New Testament where Peter is coming out and John, and they come out of the temple area and there's a man there that's crippled. And they see him and they, silver and gold I don't have, but what I have I'll give to you. You know, and I think if they had the ability to help that man, you know, physically with medicine or whatever, they would have done that, you know. But they were like, well, all I can do for you is pray for you. And he was healed supernaturally. But to me, what you did is just as supernatural as if there was an instant healing. Maybe even more amazing because you were willing to be there with her through that difficult time that even their family, her family, basically pushed her aside. They couldn't handle it. So that's incredible. It's great. A powerful, powerful testimony and story. And the gospel just spread in that community as a result of it. I'm sure all the neighbors knew everything too, and the whole story and was told. So yeah, that's very powerful. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for that great story.
Enjoyed this episode, please consider donating to help us continue to bring exciting stories fresh from the field. Visit our website at godnetworknews.com and select the PayPal link on the right side of the page, or consider becoming a Patreon partner to receive access to more valuable materials exclusive to our members.